Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gansu G just making a video about trans prisons for trannies. Well, let's go. I hope all you guys are doing well and kicking ass, and you're here in the presence of me, the great Gonzo. Oh man, just having some fun. Yes, it's good to have a nice laugh. You know what's not funny? Let me bring it up. This is really, really fucked up. Yes, this fine publication is Redux. It says Canada, transforming male who shared sadistic child abuse content and call for transitioning of minors will serve shortened sentences in women's jail. Ooh, yeah, look at this dude or her. Yes, nice, beautiful legs you got for a chicken. Oh, man, things are coming out of Canada, right? Fun times indeed. Mr. Sandman, give me a dream. Boom, 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 boom. Ding, 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 ding. Oh man, isn't Sandman from Canada? Oh, I'm sorry, bro. Maybe you need to move from that place. Just saying. Well, anyways, let's continue with the story, right? Yes, and this fine gem comes from Genevieve Gluck. Yes, I did one with her before, and she's just a whore. My opinion. Yeah, if you can't tell this is written by a feminist cunt, then you're retarded yourself. Yes, this thing's full of fucking hateful language. But, yeah, let's read it, right? A trans-identified male and recidivist, if you know what that means he keeps going back to prison, back and forth. Oh yes, they're doing God's work, aren't they? And he's from Quebec, who has been held in a woman's prison since his arrest. Aren't you supposed to call her? I thought Canada's supposed to be progressive. I guess not, right? Whatever. His arrest has had his 32-month sentence reduced after the court decided that his transgender status made incarceration extremely difficult for him. I think you mean her. But you know, they don't know how to use people's pronouns. Me neither. I'm just a dumb asshole trying to stoke fires. Teehee. Crystal Lauzon, 39, was detained at the beginning of the year for the possession of child abuse materials. Ooh, do tell. And Redux has now confirmed that he is serving his sentence at Lec Rec? Women's prison? Whatever that shit is. But yeah, now this dude is in a female prison to spread more joy and love across the legal system. Or is it, oh yeah, the penal system, right? I'm sure this person has something penal. On January 11, having just been released from prison months prior for production of child pornography. Oh man, this guy went to prison for doing fucking kiddie porn. Fucking A, man. Fun times indeed. And he had to go back in, right? Ooh. Yeah, I'm starting to understand why Genevieve Gluck likes to write about this kind of stuff. Because it probably turns her on. Yeah, just by looking at her. I bet she used to be a teacher or something, but who knows? And probably one of my delusionals. Just saying. And remember, this is just for entertainment purposes only, and I don't know that skank, so whatever, right? Anyways, let's go back to the story. Officers from the Provisional Police Force Internet Sexual Exploitation of Children Investigation Team conducted a search of Lauzon's devices. I wonder what kind of beautiful things you found on that thing, right? Just saying. Authorities discovered Lauzon's in the possession of depraved child pornography content. Curious. According to La Prensa, it must be French, the sadistic materials involved young girls. Yeah, that's why he dresses like a chick. Interesting. Mostly under the age of 10. Yes, get them young and the possibilities are endless. With some victims who were toddlers. Oh, yeah. Being rapaced and forced into sexual activities with animals. Yes, children with animals. What a good combination, right? Fucking A. Yeah, bro, this is some fucking straight up fucking Buffalo Bill shit. So precious, oh precious, give my fucking dog, you stupid bitch. Oh, white horses. Oh shit. Yes, go behind someone and say, I ate his liver with some nice fava beans and a nice Chianti. Oh man, that's so fucking creepy. Go behind someone and do the... Oh shit, that sends shivers down someone's spines, doesn't it? Oh man, why the fuck do people have to be degenerates? Why? Because we need something to laugh at, that's why. In September, Lauzon pleaded guilty to several counts related to the possession, production, and distribution of child pornography at Courthouse of St. Jerome. Jerome? That sounds like a black name. Is this a yo-yo-yo? I don't know. I guess I'm being a little racist. I'm sorry. But at least I'm not making this weird shit. The only videos I'm making is fucking making fun of weirdos. Not of chitlins. Just saying. The following month, Lauzon was handed a 32 sentence, but a plea deal was struck which reduced his sentence to 18 months in a women's provisional jail, followed by 3 years of probation. Yeah, they were going to give this guy 3 years and they reduced it to, what, a year and a half? And then he got 3 years of probation? Yeah, and this guy was producing porn? Oh man, you Canadians are very, very odd creatures indeed. Just saying. During court deliberations, Crystal Lauzon, who was known as Danny Lauzon as recently as 2020, was referred to with feminine pronouns. Yeah, except you always call him him. Not very progressive, are you, lady? But whatever. And news reports of his crimes, such as those published by L'Info du Nord and Cime Londedridis. Yeah, my French is kind of rusty, so sue me, whatever. Have similarly identified him as a woman. And yes, aren't you supposed to identify him because you're a feminist? Or is this too much? I'm guessing this chick's a TERF. Oh, that's not very progressive, are you, lady? Just saying. Evidence presented in court revealed that Lauzon was active in a pro-pedophile communities where he was advocating for child sexual abuse. In 2020, Lauzon was arrested for child pornography charges after he was found to have filmed 10-year-old girl in the shower. What the fuck?
You did that for a hot pocket?
Yes. Oh, that for a hot pocket.
You broke into a bank for a hot pocket?
Hot pocket.
Hot pocket. Was it worth it?
Hell yeah, it's worth it. Yeah, it's worth it. A hot pocket? Hell yeah.
Listen, moms, Hot Pockets are exactly what a hungry boy wants in a snack.
Hot Pockets!
Man, this guy's a world-class turd. The shit that he fucking does, right? Fucking yay. Now you know where we need a fucking world war? Yes, we need to disinfect the whole world. Ugh, degeneracy everywhere, man. Everywhere. But anyways, let's go back to the story, right? And then distributed the content on Pedio Owl forums. He was also caught with hundreds of files depicting of child pornography. Yes, and now they call it CSAM because children can't consent to doing adult material, so that's why they call it CSAM. But either way, this thing's fucked up, man. This guy's fucked. No, he got off lightly. Goddamn Canadians. He was then sentenced to 4 years in prison after pleading guilty to charges of production, distribution, and possession of child pornography. But due to COVID-19, the coronavirus saved his ass. Huh, weird. Weird savior. There was a cessation in proceedings until 2022. Lauzon to have been released sometime around November of 2023 on conditions he quickly was found to have violated.
The violator!
Fucking A. Yeah, it appears to me that if you're in Canada, just wear a dress. You could get away with anything, even murder. Right? Anyways, upon his release from prison, Lauzon began sharing the distributing material with other Boo! Fouls again. Hey, at least he's doing what he loves, right? Oh, fuck. In a conversation cited in court, he had on at least one occasion invited another pedophile to masturbate together with him while viewing child pornography. Oh yes, this guy's such a great person, right? This motherfucker looks like Barracona, Mistress of Destruction. Yes, remember your Living Color? Yes, this is what the motherfucker looks like, Jim Carrey. Sexy? I don't think so, but some do, right? There you go, friends, something to mentally scar you. Well, anyway, let's go back to the story. The judge overseeing Lauzon's case highlighted that the sexual predator had advocated favorably for pedophilia to be considered a sexual orientation by saying he made very disturbing statements, suggesting that his attraction to chitlins wasn't an illness, but rather simply a sexual orientation. Yes, I could see where you're orientated to. Man, you need to realign yourself to some other shit. If not, someone's gonna mentally realign your attitude. Just saying. The judge continued that the particularly odious nature of the files involved young goyles who were abused and forced to submit to acts of bestiality. Oh, yes, they were playing Mortal Kombat, weren't they? Finish him! However, the judge agreed with defense attorney Stephanie Grippi, that conditions of Lauzon's detainment were extremely difficult. But I think this motherfucker likes it hard. As he has been placed in a woman's jail, but is often kept in isolation away from female prisoners. Gee, I wonder why. Okay. Madame is a trans woman. The conditions of detention are unique. He is often excluded from the prison population. If this person was a madame, would you call him he? Just saying. As Redux previously revealed, Lauzon has advocated for the medical transitioning of children, which typically includes the use of drugs which halt the pubertal development of minors. Well, yes, look at the stuff they like doing with minors. Look at this Twitter crap. It says, 10-year-old girl has identified as transgender since she was 8. Yes, and this guy's doing stuff like that. So, very interesting indeed. As early as 2012, it's when the world's supposed to end. But I guess it didn't. It should have. Anyways, Lauzon was posting on social media about so-called trans kids, calling on parents to support children who were made in a unique way. Yeah, so then you could start playing with them, right? Yes. Very interesting. In all caps rants, Lauzon wrote, "I will post and repost as many times as necessary to explain that children with specific needs are not weird, crazy, or sick. The only way what everyone else wants to be accepted. Can I make a question? Will anyone post this message in honor of all the children who were made in a unique way? I'm going to see who has a heart. I know the ones who will copy and paste. We're all human after all. Except you, my friend, but whatever." Disturbingly, Lauzon's SoundCloud profile reveals that he liked an audio track of a child crying out in pain. Yes, I'm sure it was like one of those white music things, that white sound to put you to sleep. Oh yes, such lullaby, right? Man, this guy's a fucking creep. Just saying. Lauzon also frequently shared images to his Facebook account depicting young women and what appeared to be teenage girls in sexual poses. Yes, fun times indeed, right? Posts shared to Lauzon's Facebook page, where he describes himself as a trans woman undergoing hormone therapy, indicate that he has an obsession with the genre of pornography known as sissification or sissy porn, which depicts men or boys being transitioned into young women or underage girls. Yes, the degeneracy flows, right? It's strong within this one, isn't it? Man, I think I'm gonna end this right here because this thing's starting to get all nasty. Started talking about a 3-year-old kid and It's like, then this Genevieve Gluck chick's talking more shit, which is understandable. This guy is a fucking pig. But I think I'm going to tap out. So, yeah, don't be a degenerate like this, dude. Even though this guy got off light, this is so fucked up. Hopefully things get better, but I doubt it. So you guys better take care of your life, be better. Don't be like these worms and fuck them all. Goodbye. Yikes.
Does your husband call you babe? Okay, so even better.
I don't care.
Okay, so I would like for you to apologize, but he is derogatory and second of all.
Is trans derogatory to
you? Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course the fuck I do.
Tranny. Yeah, tranny. If that's derogatory,
you already know. I'm done.